Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, folks. We're almost there. I don't know how excited... I'm excited. And I don't know if we're excited because it's almost over, or if we're excited because the finale might be really good, if we're excited for After the Final Rose, if we're excited for the Bachelorette announcement, but I have a general feeling of excitement. My name is Tim Kennedy. Welcome to the Rosecast. With me, as always, the foremost Bachelor historian, one of the great detail-oriented Bachelor analysts of our time, Alex Bradford. AB, what do you think of this episode?
I like the episode, but like you, I'm just excited for... I'll tell you what it is for me. There's a buzz going about this last episode. I haven't seen any spoilers, but people that have seen spoilers and stuff,
they're buzzing.
There's a general buzz that something huge is about to happen next Monday Night Rim. So that's what I'm excited for.
We will get to the construction, I guess, the structure of the final episode and the After the Final Rose at the end of the show. But it ain't normal. It ain't a normal setup. We already had Women Tell All with three people left, so we're in uncharted territory. Let's get right to it. AB, the Fantasy Suites episode, or as I like to call them, overnight dates. I have a little more respect for them than some folks.
I call it basically the reason Ari decided to do this show.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You know, the episode he's been waiting for, licking his chops the entire season.
I'm going to talk over you before you say something you regret. Nothing in particular happened in this episode that made me go like, Ari, you stink. But I'm getting to where you're at, which is, I mean, I could... when I think of the Ari season... What comes to mind is that you remember that show Hercules with Kevin Sorbo?
Was it Hercules? Sure.
That gif of him going, disappointed. I'm just disappointed. It should have been better. It could have been better.
Disappointed.
Anyway, Kendall, daytime, Paracas, Peru, AB.
Gotta get to Peru. Period.
Montevideo, Uruguay, La Habana, Cuba. Y'all remember that Spanish song with the capitals?
Absolutely.
Lima, Peru. AB, Kendall is the only contestant left who isn't positive she can commit to a life with Ari at the end of this. Mm-hmm. Said a different way, Kendall is the only contestant left who is rational in her thoughts and thinks clearly. Engagement might be too big of a step to take after this whirlwind romance. AB, sure. You can see secrets out, folks. I write notes down. So I missaid whirlwind. All right, I apologize. AB, as far as the day goes, what do you think of this dune buggy?
These wacky kids were having some fun out there, Rim.
The laughs were real, AB.
Laughs were real. The good times were real. This is when I kind of thought Kendall might have a shot here. These two are having some fun. How can you go on this fun-ass date and then not fall for Kendall?
AB, is it too much to ask for Ari to drive the dune buggy? Does he not have the skill to drive the dune buggy?
I got that exact... I didn't realize they weren't driving until halfway through, and then I see the random guy. that's driving the car for them. What if I'm going dude mugging? I want to drive the car. But then, like 30 seconds later, I realized why Ari's ass wasn't driving when the professional almost killed them. The professional almost flipped the dune buggy, would have ended all three of their lives.
I was going to say, and I still would say this, dune bugging is like the safest off-roading you can do. Like, you can't die. You're going to fall into sand. You'll be fine. There's nothing that's going to happen to you.
I don't know. That
dune buggy
was about to be on top of them. That 1,000-pound dune buggy was about to be on top of all three of them.
I'm just saying, professional race car driver, like, prove it. Prove it in the field, you know? Earn some street cred.
The best part about that crash, I'll call it a small crash that they had. The guy that was driving them was just sitting there. He knew he was fucked. He's about to be fired completely. He almost killed the bachelor. Yeah. He's just sitting there, like, shaking his head, like, damn.
I can't believe I just did that. The one interesting thing that happened in the daytime was to the camera, Kendall goes, the other girls here, if Ari proposed to them, they'd probably say yes. If Ari proposed to me today, I'd probably say no. Refreshing honesty. From a contestant.
I like that honesty.
Nighttime portion. Kendall wants to see... Well, first off, what are these two eating? Do you know what they're eating? You've been to South America, right? What
no
is this
clue.
Cuisine?
Okay. No clue what they're eating.
I don't think they know either.
I watched twice. I watched closely the second time to try to figure out what they were eating.
Oh, I paused
figure it.
It
out.
I paused it, yeah.
Could not figure it out.
If you know what they're eating, let us know in the rose bag. Kendall wants Ari to see past her quirky sides, AB. That's the thing. So far, Kendall's been defined by, like, kind of weird. Taxidermy, ukulele. That's pretty much it. She's been defined by those two things. And that's what Ari constantly refers to when he talks about her. AB, what do you got on the romantic dinner between Ari and Kendall and what they revealed to one another?
It's too late for her not to be the quirky one. If you wanted to do that, it's too late. Kendall tells Ari she's fallen in love with him, Rim.
Did you buy it, AB? I hate being that cynical guy, but this is like the third person who's like laughed, hesitated and laughed, and then said, I love you to Ari.
I think she was nervous. I bought it. Yeah, I bought it.
Okay.
I buy most of these I love yous, except one in this episode. Randomly, this is one of the first ones I don't believe, just because the bubble that they're in is made for love. You know, they're going on these extravagant dates. Like, one of these dates would set a normal person into euphoria, and they would love the person that they're with to do it. They're going on freaking hot air balloon stuff we've never even considered doing. So the I love yous, it does not surprise me that they happen so freely and quickly. So I believe.
That's why he's the best analyst in the game, folks.
Yeah.
Ari's response to this, a little surprising, I thought. Obviously kisses her. And then he whispers, I'm falling for you too. Ooh. Not quite on the same tier.
No.
As I'm falling in love with you.
It's a safe bachelor move.
Would you have preferred that he would say nothing? I would have preferred he said nothing, frankly. Like the old days. Remember the old days when bachelors weren't throwing out love left and right?
Yeah, and we'll get to this a little later because the loves just start flowing out after this point.
We got takes on this.
Yeah,
I know that.
Let's just save that for later.
Okay. Last thing I got on this. Overnight date card. Also known as the fantasy suite card. Hidden underneath the placemat is a creepy move. I don't know who put it there. I don't like the idea of being like, oh, how about this?
Look what I found.
Yeah, check this out. Weird. Weird move. But anyway, now that they've had a real conversation that isn't about taxidermy or ukuleles, Kendall's down.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, AB, morning after. These two love each other.
They're
anything
fucking,
else on this date?
They wake up groggy, Rim.
There was more innuendo in this conversation than any of the other ones.
Yep. Ari's voice is all cracked. Kids were up all night, Rim.
There's no worse look for either the leader or the contestants on either Bachelor or Bachelorette than the morning after where they're like, here, come on over here. We want to do a quick camera shot. And then they're like, I look ridiculous. And they're like, no, perfect. Perfect. You look great.
Come on over.
Yeah, sure. All right. Let's go to Lauren B. Daytime. I'm so stressed out all the time about the other people being here. There's always one of these, AB. And hey, also, if you're stressed out all the time by the other people, that would explain like your demeanor for the entire season.
Which is just in a complete shell.
Yes.
Hey, let's just a quick reminder before we start this day. Lauren B. is 25 years old. Just want to put that out there. Continue.
I think Kendall's 26, right?
Something like that, yeah.
And Becca's 27.
Yeah, I don't know why. Where's the outroar that we heard earlier in the season?
Outroar? That's a new one. That's a new word. I like it. There's outrage and uproar. There's neither of those things. Nothing. You're right. There's nothing. That said, AB, I kind of like this couple. Kind of a cute, a good match personality-wise, which is they can both be watch paint dry together. I don't know.
The fuck are you talking about? I hate this couple.
Well, I mean, it's not a couple I would want to hang out with. But, I mean, some people have pointed out they kind of deserve each other. It's a good match. Like, you two could just go over there and not really say anything of consequence while the rest of us live life to the fullest with invigorating conversation.
It's just a classic Ari and Lauren date where they do something incredible and have a bad time doing it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Hey, B, they go to the Nazca Lines, which, by the way, proof that aliens have been this. Those prove ancient aliens, all right? I'm not an ancient aliens guy, but Nazca lines are proof of that, and I haven't done enough research into it, but I'm falling in line with ancient aliens. Lauren is nervous, AB. She's starting to really like Ari, like for real. And she doesn't like having to be in this competition for his heart. Basically, the whole conversation, the whole day, is about how she doesn't like that there's other people still in the picture. Mm-hmm. Which, to me, is a, you know, we talk in the early episodes about how you get some alone time with the lead. Don't waste it talking about other contestants or gossiping about other contestants, tattling. Sure. This is kind of a similar situation. Like, if you're going to complain about something that isn't going to change, that has nothing to do with you, you're wasting time.
That being said, I agree with you for the most part. That being said, it worked. She pulled an I love you out of Ari. Out of nowhere. Like, he wasn't going to say this without her ultimatum. Basically said she was going to leave.
She extracted it out of him.
Yeah.
AB, spoiler alert for the nighttime. AB, things kick up a notch in the nighttime. Let me set the scene real quick. Maybe I'll put some effects in here, too. You never know.
Sure.
We got the crickets chirping in the background. Maybe frogs. Candles flickering. Mm-hmm. A gourmet meal, uneaten, as usual.
Sure.
And Lauren's talking about, you know, her concerns about the other women remaining. More of the same, right, AB?
Sure.
No. Wrong. Ari comes through with his one and only grandiose speech of the season. His one and only deeply romantic and sincere reassurance and spark for the future. And he caps it off with a hard, I love you.
Yeah.
No falling. No thinking about, no can see myself. He says, I love you, AB. What do you got on this dinner?
I didn't see this coming, Rim. Didn't see it at all. Lauren's crying when she's saying that. I think she realizes she's in too deep. I am not completely sold on Lauren B. actually liking this guy. I think she realizes, like, I think she thought she had a way out by blaming it on the other girls.
Yeah.
But now she realizes, like, oh shit, he's gonna pick me.
You're fucking woke on this, AB.
Yeah, I mean, I just got a look on her face like, whoa, this is way too deep. I didn't expect to be here. I don't know what I'm doing here in Peru with this guy telling me I love you. Wow. I thought I could get out of this. Nope.
I disagree, but I like your take more than mine. So I'm going to be on your side. Like, I don't agree with that, but I prefer that.
It could just be her personality, but I don't know. I just have not got the feeling that she likes him as much as he likes her the entire season, and nothing changed this time.
She didn't. When Ari did the speech and said, I love you, she didn't seem like swept off her feet. Although, anyway, in the defense of the contestants, every time a lead says, I love you, it is surprising because you don't think they can say it. But it's still, it was not like, oh my gosh, I've been waiting for you to say that. She was like, okay, good. I love you too. Like, there was in her face, it was a little bit like, ah, you're right. Ah, shit. All right, now we're in this.
She said it through gritted teeth. Her teeth were gritted when she said it. I love you. All right. I had to play it back a couple times to even see if she said I love you. And okay. She did.
Well, hey, one thing we can agree on, Lauren is ahead of Kendall, miles ahead of Kendall at this point, because he didn't say that to Kendall.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote down, what are we even doing here? This season is over. I put her miles ahead of Becca, too.
Well, you haven't even,
at this point.
At this point? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, before Becca's date.
All right. Well, my only note for the morning after is that these two also love each other more so than Ari and Kendall.
Lauren comes with, there are too many reasons to even say why I love Ari.
That's what you say you can't think of any reasons.
You mind just humoring us here and giving us two reasons, please? just to ease my mind a little bit.
Yeah, just maybe something. One reason, maybe two. Yeah, I don't know.
Just one reason, please.
Okay. AB, Becca, daytime. Cruising around on the boat. Bet Ari can't drive a boat. Bet Ari owns a boat and can't drive a boat. That's the kind of guy Ari is. Becca really wants to tell Ari she loves him, AB. It's all she can think about. Now, I'm watching this, not knowing how it plays out, and I'm thinking, okay, she's cruising for disappointment here. Not just on a boat, but she's going to have her heart broken because Ari loves Lauren.
He's not going to say I love you to her. No.
No. Here, my main issue with this date was Becca, two times, once in the daytime, once at the nighttime, asked a question of Ari, and he didn't put any thought into the answer and was just like, nah. Here's the first one she asked. Do you have any doubts or hesitations in our relationship at this point? And he says, I don't. Can't think of it. He was basically like, can't think of anything. You don't have any doubts? I mean, she's one of three people you're dating. What about, like, where are you going to live? Or like the fact that her mom is pretty obviously against this whole thing, or what, like, what does Becca do for a living? Do you know what Becca does for a living? Do you know if she can do her job in Scottsdale? All these kinds of, like, come up with something. He was just like, no, yeah, let's just chill here and get tan. I don't know. Let's move on to the nighttime. This is where it gets juicy. Second question that Becca asks that Ari doesn't bother answering. On our first date, you mentioned one of your fears was that this might not work out. Do you have any fears now? His answer is, nah, not really. Not right now. Just kind of hanging out.
He's having a good time. Hey, this is a cool setting, though.
Really? You like this setting?
Middle of nowhere in the sand? Whoa. That's
you sure?
Cool. Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. Now, AB, fresh off a date in which Ari says, I love you to Lauren, Becca does the same thing to Ari. She tells this beautiful story about her journey, how she came to fall in love with Ari, and tells him straight up, I love you. What did you think was going to happen? What do you got on Ari's reaction?
I didn't think he was going to say it, truthfully. I thought he's going to just come with, I'm falling for you. I'm falling in love with you. It's something safe.
You can't do that. You can't misfire on the tears. You either don't say anything at all, or you match the tear, in my opinion.
Oh, you think he had to say I love you or say nothing?
Well, he can't say, I'm falling for you, because then she'll go, oh, then you, that just confirms you're in different spots.
True. That's true. Usually the Bachelor would just say nothing then in this situation. And that's kind of what I expected. Didn't expect two I love yous in one episode.
Two quick thoughts. First, Becca accepts the fantasy suite card. Listen, I wouldn't have accepted this fantasy suite card just on the fact that it's in the middle of the desert. I'm not trying to get Ebola in a tent or some mosquito. I don't know. I haven't watched Planet Earth in a while. I don't know what wildlife is in this desert, but it doesn't. I'm not down with this.
No. And what's the bathroom and brushing your teeth situation here? I'm not. No.
The answer is no on both fronts.
Also, what kind of shit is this? All the other, like, fantasy suites are in these awesome once-in-a-lifetime places with these huge jacuzzis and overlooking, like, mountains or something beautiful. This is just in the middle of a freaking in the sand.
You might as well be in the army overseas. Yeah,
exactly.
In a tent. I mean, the barracks. This was the barracks with like a couple flowers inside. I don't think it was climate controlled. I'll say that. I don't want to put too much thought into how they relieve themselves or brush their teeth, but I'm guessing some holes were dug around the area. I don't know. Not the most romantic setting, in my opinion.
No.
It's good on paper. In practical terms, not the best. Ari and Becca's date played out so similarly to Lauren and Ari's AB that it felt like we were watching a guy like try out different lives in a virtual reality game, like some Avatar shit where he was like, oh, I'm going to live this life and do this love story, like a choose your own adventure. And then I'm going to try this love story and do the same thing with a different person. Just get a feel for it. It didn't seem as real.
Sure.
But Ari does say, part of me wants to end this now and propose here in the sand dunes.
Yeah, I didn't know what the fuck that was about. What are you talking about? You just said to Lauren, and you looked like you truly loved her. And now you're talking about ending the competition? And not even like, you're not even going to say anything to Lauren?
So where do you put Becca then after that?
I didn't buy it. I didn't buy what he was saying. So I think I stand by that he's going to pick Lauren.
Man.
And she's ahead.
When AB starts doubting the sincerity of some of the people on this show, that's when you're on thin ice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, AB, quick. We'll talk about saying I love you to two. I said three people. Even though it wasn't the full top tier to Kendall, it still counts, in my opinion.
Here's the thing with I love you, Rim, and saying it on this show. Once you say it to one person, they're going to make you say it to the next person. Otherwise, the season's over. Ben Higgins is the prime example of this. He accidentally said it to Lauren Bushnell, yep. And then he had to say it to JoJo because the producers made him. Otherwise, the final episode would be trash. So I think he said it. He's too dumb to realize this. So he said it to Lauren B, and then he was forced to say it to Becca. He doesn't really love Becca.
I liked Ben Higgins, as you know. My first season. I didn't like when he did it with JoJo and Lauren, but like you said, at least it was like the first one slipped out and he meant it. So it was genuine. And then he had to say, okay, I gotta say it to JoJo now. That was like a more genuine domino effect.
Sure.
This scenario with Ari just seems like a complete gimmick storyline to get us interested, juiced up for the finale.
Yeah.
Because none of these slipped out. I mean, he did a whole speech. He had a whole afternoon to think of this speech and then yeah. Say it at the end. I mean, there's...
Yep.
Secondly, if you're a contestant on this show, when the lead says, I love you, and there's three people left, you gotta know in the back of your mind that others have gotten the same... You have to know that, right?
At this point, yeah.
Based on the past seasons that have aired, you can't be shocked to find that he said it to other people. It just seemed like they were trying to overcompensate the big criticism of Ari is that nobody thinks he's actually falling in love with any of these women. So they're going to overcompensate and pretend he's falling in love with three or four. I feel like he said it to Tia too or whoever. I don't know. All right, AB, let's get to the most dramatic portion of the season. Becca's ex, Ross. Now, we should have known this was coming. Becca did a lot of foreshadowing. She, when you think about it, Becca talked about her ex more than any other person on the show.
Sure. Well, it's a 7-year relationship, so he's the biggest part of her life.
Mm-hmm. We tried to do too much with the accent matching. We were trying to be sleuths, like CSI Rim and AB, CSI Bachelor. That's not how it goes. We should have known it was Becca's this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, AB, what'd you think about this move, first off? He flew to Peru.
Great move.
Great move.
Great move.
Why is it a great move?
Couple reasons. Number one, if he really does love Becca, this is a Hail Mary for the ages. This is a straight out of a movie. If he really wanted her back, this was it. This was your last shot.
Okay.
And he took it. Also, number two reason this was a good move, he is... injected himself into the Bachelor Bachelorette franchise, and people love his ass.
A couple things. Number one, the guy's a smoke. There's no doubt about it.
You're talking about Ari, who's basically like me, body-wise, and then you're talking about big, sexy Ross.
More weathered, yeah.
he's filling out his suit in a way that Ari simply cannot.
Oh, perfect, perfectly tailored. Yeah, you and Ari are off the rack, guys. Ross is not. it was not a good look for Ari when when Ross was talking to him in the room and the camera was going back and forth and it would go from Ross's face to Ari's face. And you're like, oh, Ari, you're mad old and not good looking.
Ross would kick your ass. You better not say the wrong thing here, Ari, or else Ross is going to flip you. He's going to powerbomb you through that table in front of you.
I think determining whether or not this was a good move depends a lot on the outcome. I mean, if it doesn't work, he looks like a moron.
Yeah.
And it's a psycho move. It all depends on her reaction. If she's like, dude, what are you doing here? Which she ended up being like that. The guy's a maniac for trying to – this had 0% chance of working. I thought it had a 1% – I'd say probably a 0.2% chance of working before I found out how it ended.
You know, I kind of I thought it was more than that.
Give me a percentage.
Before he talked to Becca, like when he was just leaving Ari and he's like, I'm going to go get my girl. I'm going to go get Becca.
You were amped up.
I was amped up. I was ready for this story to take off. Think of that. Think if she left with him. Whoa.
Yeah, that would have been amazing.
You want to talk about amazing stories?
I think a lot of people fell into that trap because they don't like Ari, and you don't want if you like Becca and you're not a big fan of Ari, you don't want Becca to end up with Ari. So you saw this window opening, like, oh, like maybe Becca will fall back in love with her ex-boyfriend or something like that.
Yep.
One hole in his story, he kept saying he didn't want to be on the show, but he definitely wanted to be on the show. I mean, he reached out to the show. How else would he know where they were in the middle of Peru?
Come on. I mean, let's be serious. Yeah, we start the whole scene with him, like, it seems like he's, like, pushing cameras away and acting like he doesn't want to be on. I'm not here for the show. But obviously were brought here by the producers. There's no way you'd get to Peru in this random fucking town to see her. There's no way without the producers, and you would have had to sign something long ago to be here.
He didn't use Find My iPhone and then just, like, go to Peru. That's not how it went down.
No.
About the actual conversation with him and Ari, I thought it was weirdly respectful. Just two adults. I mean, obviously Ari's livid, but he kind of kept it in check. Obviously, first off, you don't know if this guy's like strapped. You know,
an absolute
lunatic. So you got to kind of tiptoe around to say anything that might set this guy off. and, you know, not going to lie, based on the previews, I thought there was going to be more of a rumble when this went down. I did not expect him to have a nice chat over coffee. Okay, now to the moment between Ross and Becca. Becca says, I knew she's pissed, no doubt about it, and as she should be.
I don't know if you caught this. When she opened the door, she looks at Ross. She doesn't even say anything at first. Then she looks at the cameras like, oh, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, she did.
You guys.
You know, at first when she opened the door, I thought, oh, why is she not like more upset or more angry or something? But then I realized, like, she looked through the people and was like, Jesus.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
There's probably a producer in the room with her, and she looks back at them and is like, what the hell did you do?
She did say, though, I knew you were going to do this. Like, she knew that this maniac was going to come, was going to find her somewhere in the world and chase her down like this. It sounds like this is not his first crazy stalker rodeo. He's been down this road before.
This isn't his first stunt that he's pulled to try to win back over.
No. And none of the stunts have worked. Yeah, I guarantee this has happened, you know, several years in the past where maybe it worked, and that's why he thought this was worth all the crazy effort. You got to get your passport updated. You got to go. You got to pack. You got to fly to Peru. You got to drive all the way to this small town. You got to talk to the producers. You got to be in. You got to pick up flowers in Peru so they're fresh. Then you got to get your suit all fresh. You got to get your shoes tied just right. You got to get your beard done. He got his beard done that day. That's not a 2-day growth right there.
Nope.
Anyway, I'm off track a little bit. As part of this big speech that he gave, he didn't really let Becca chime in because he knew she'd tell his dumbass to go home. She's trying to get through it before he had to leave. Eventually, she says, "Hey, man, this ended for a reason. You know, I wish you the best, but it's over, buddy."
Yeah.
And that's when he realized the biggest mistake of my life was coming down and being on this show.
Listen, I'm not sold that there's not something there, Rim.
So
there was a little smile on her face when he gave her the flowers. Like,
Whoa.
I don't know about that.
There's something here. If Ari doesn't pick Becca, which he won't, I won't be surprised to find out Ross and Becca are together.
So I didn't see a smile. I think that might be strange. But I think there's something to be said. Maybe Becca's just being nice. Here's the thing, folks. We don't know anything about these two. We don't know the past.
We don't know the past.
We don't know how they are with each other. We don't know how many times they broke up and got back together, if at all. We don't know anything. So we're just going by what we see on the screen. And there's something to be said, I think, for the fact that she let him say his piece for a while.
Mm-hmm.
She let him talk. She gave him a moment to say what he needed to say. She could have just closed the door right in front of him and said, "Get the fuck out of here, Ross. You're a psychopath." She could have said that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was an option. And that's what I thought was going to happen. But she let him, you know, he was dressed nice. She let him do his whole thing before shutting him down. So there was a moment there where I was like, if she really hated this guy's guts and wanted nothing to do with him ever, maybe she closed the door earlier. I don't know. That's at least what the show wanted us to think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Quick, we're going to go back to this, but quick Becca and Ari chat. She kept her cool while Ross was there, I mentioned. I think it could have quickly devolved into a shouting match between those two, so shout out to Becca for keeping it mature, respectful. Anything on Becca and Ari? She's just overall embarrassed and pissed, but Ari is concerned.
If I wasn't so certain about Lauren winning to begin with, this would have pushed me over the edge about Becca not winning this season. This is a giant, I mean, Ross ruined Becca's chances of winning this season,
in my eyes. Yeah.
I mean, if you're looking at two people that are very close in terms of their feel or the Bachelor's feelings for them, this would be the tipping point, right?
You'd rather not pick the one who...
Why would I pick the person with the fucking lunatic boyfriend who flew to Peru?
You're not safe anywhere in the world. No matter where you are in the world, Ross can come get you.
You would never feel comfortable at home that Ross isn't going to show up. Like, 5 years down the road, you're married, whatever.
Yeah.
Ross could show up and try to steal your girl, and he'd probably steal her.
But the boss-looking guy. Ross showed, like, oh, he's got a little... Your kids are outside playing, and he's got, like, hey, you want this popsicle? And meanwhile, he, like, sneaks into your house, and you don't know. You don't know. Anything's on the line.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A couple things to keep in mind, AB. We'll wrap this up and be done with it. There's a debate in Bachelor Nation about whether or not it's okay to kind of be on Ross's side, if you will, to be okay to like Ross in this move he pulled.
I'm obviously not on the Bachelor Twitter stuff as much, but from what I saw, it seemed like people like Ross. I saw a lot of Bachelor or Ross for Bachelors out there.
Sure. Sure.
Stuff like that. People just loving his look more than anything.
Yeah, I think that's part of it too. I think Ross shows up and they're like, now here's a stud that we can get behind. I think that's like the gut reaction to Ross. A
couple people said they wanted him for this Bachelor. They wanted him to finish the show off.
Okay, that would be funny. That would be funny. Listen, I don't know if you saw this. I tweeted that while this was dumb, this was probably the most romantic thing to happen on this season. And I stand by that. Even though it's a psycho move and it backfired in his face and he should be embarrassed, it was mostly a shot at Ari not really getting to know these women that well and lazily telling that he loves three of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people sat up in their chairs during this scene. Because it was actually interesting, as opposed to the rest of the episode so far. That's, and to me, I don't, I don't want to speak for you or anyone, but that's kind of why we watch the show, right? Like,
yeah, moments like this.
It's really boring when everything goes smoothly and everyone gets along. This guy threw an insane wrench into the program, and I enjoyed it. I am here for that.
That's exactly what I'm here for.
But before we pillory this guy, well, we already did pillory this guy, but ask yourself this, and you mentioned it. What if it worked?
Yeah.
What if Becca said, oh my gosh, Ross, I've missed you so much. She didn't, and she hates him, and he's an asshole for ruining her life, essentially. But what if it worked? Because, we don't know their history. So what if there was that, you know, that tiny little flame that you could air out the embers and turn it into the big fire of before? What if she said, Ross, I miss you so much. I'm so glad you came. I love you. We wouldn't be having this conversation right now. We'd be talking about how this was basically The Fucking Notebook.
We'd be talking about who's going to get the... We'd be talking about who's going to get the rights to this movie deal.
Yes.
Of the Ross and Becca story.
Again, he ended up looking like an idiot. It's not something I would... It's not a move I would pull. But it... Damn it if it didn't make the episode 10 times more interesting that he showed up. And it helps that he was a good-looking dude and he was dressed nice. That helps.
Do you buy the fact that he said he didn't know that the show ended in proposal?
No. I don't buy any of his story.
It seems like he was acting like he didn't know that she was on it.
I don't buy any of his story, legitimately.
Yeah.
No.
I don't either. I'm with you.
Anyway, that's a... Hey... Let us know what you think. Hit us up in the rose bag. Some context, I think, was lost on Twitter, and I didn't want to get going back and forth with people. Again, not a move I would have pulled. Not a move AB would have pulled. Backfired immensely.
Hey, hold up. Speak for yourself.
He looks like an idiot.
Speak for yourself. I absolutely would have. Absolutely would have. If my ex, well, just say me and Kendall weren't married. If an ex goes on The Bachelor and... You know, a producer out of nowhere calls me and says, Alex, you want to head to Peru and you can be on this show? And
I guess it depends on if the flight is paid for, honestly. It comes
the flight's
down to
paid
that.
For. Stay woke, Grim. The flight, everything was paid for. He stayed in a beautiful hotel in Peru that night. Do not trip about that. You might have stayed at the same hotel they were at. I don't know.
All right. Bottom line, AB, here's what I think happened. Becca would mention her 7-year relationship on the show. Producers get a bright idea. They call this guy. They said, hey, think there's a chance with Becca. They fly him down to Peru. Then they get their big moment on the show. That's what I think probably happened. That's like a 17-hour flight in California. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't think this was on a whim. Something tells me this wasn't out of the blue
for him. You think they reached out to him or he reached out to...
I think they probably reached out to him. I think so. That's more either is possible. I think that's more likely. More things add up that lead me to believe producers would want to inject some life into the final few episodes here.
Sure.
Okay. You want to go to the rose ceremony?
I would love to.
Let's do this. Rose ceremony, rose bag, quick 2 minutes on Women Tell All, 2 minutes on Winter Games, then we're done. We're out of here. AB, the rose ceremony. What do you think of Ari taking Kendall aside and breaking up with her outside of the ceremony?
What's the point of the rose ceremony, Rim? What are we doing here? Follow the rules, folks.
Have some decorum especially, in the rose room.
Especially at the end of the season. There's only 3 people there. You can't be canceling rose ceremonies. Are you crazy?
After a full season of rose ceremonies at the end of episodes, which we very much appreciate.
We love it.
Thank you. Ari robbed us of the second most dramatic rose moment of the year.
Yeah, it's bogus. Not only does it rob us, the viewer, but it robs Kendall of that moment where she can really make a play for the Bachelorette. It's just not as sad. Whenever you see a Bachelorette montage of the lead, it starts with the previous bachelor saying someone else's name, and then you see the look on that girl's face as the other girl's walking up to get the rose, and that's a huge moment for them. Kendall can't be the Bachelorette anymore because he robbed her of that moment.
To me, listen, just don't give her the rose and then have the same exact conversation after.
I don't understand. I don't understand. You could do that every episode if you wanted to not have rose ceremonies. There's a point to the rose ceremony. He didn't save her anything.
You know, you could argue that maybe it was like more gentlemanly.
Why?
But, hey, listen, we're here for the rose. We're here for the shocking rose ceremonies. But like, operate within the framework of the show, please.
Please and rules thank you. Rules. The rules are there for a reason, and it's for good TV. And this didn't make for good TV.
It was a nice breakup. Kendall handled it with class.
Of course,
to
she
no
did.
One's surprise. I think. She also, those tears in the car to the airport, that seemed genuine.
It
She's great.
Genuine. Mm-hmm. I like Kendall a lot.
She probably dodged a bullet here, but I think Kendall is one of the big winners this season. I think more so than Tia. Tia might have a better chance of being the next Bachelorette. In terms of like public perception, I think Kendall is probably the number one winner of this season.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Anyway, that was a long way of saying I like Kendall. Anyway, Lauren and Becca get the roses. AB, did you watch Coming Up Next Week?
Yeah.
Looks incredible.
Looks amazing. Looks like... I can't even... Do you know what happens? Have you been spoiled? Has this been spoiled for you?
I wanted to get through this whole episode, this whole recap, to before revealing this. Yes.
Oh,
I have been spoiled.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
I know. I'm not pleased with it. AB...
All those people, everyone around me, it's a miracle I haven't heard any spoilers because everybody around me has heard the spoiler, including my wife, including my best pal Rim now,
yeah,
including everyone that I talk to about The Bachelor. I get texts all the time where I have to, it's a miracle I have not been spoiled. I stay off Twitter on Monday nights and Tuesdays and Thursdays lately because Bachelor Nation is out like every single night of the week lately. So I just stay off Twitter. I haven't heard the spoilers, but it sounds big.
I'm not going to comment on
how
big it is. I don't want to reveal anything. I tried to, as you know, I was spoiled last season too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to. Tell anyone when I was spoiled. I don't want to host this show with everyone knowing I've been spoiled, or even you. You know what I mean?
Like, I want to trying to read into what you're saying.
Yeah. Because then something will slip out. It's just not as fun.
Here's the worst part, though. You go out of your way to not be spoiled, and somehow some piece of garbage spoiled this for you.
No, it was. It's my fault.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I think the original. I mean, it's absolutely impossible. So we mentioned this before. When you're interacting with the Rosecast Twitter account, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not AB because he doesn't watch live generally, so he's not live commenting.
Yep.
So it's really hard to avoid. It's just really hard to avoid it, especially because sometimes I'll click on the Bachelor hashtag and just see what's popping. Maybe fave some tweets, do that thing. That's like you're asking to be spoiled there. And then if you go on the Bachelor Reddit like once a week, that's the biggest minefield on the internet. I mean, that is absolutely impossible. Right now that the spoiler's pretty well known, I'd say 3/4 of the posts are spoilers, are tag spoiler on the front. And even then you can't avoid it. But the worst thing, and I don't want to be too rude here, but someone texted the bouquet, which are the rose bag, which we're going to next. Someone just texted a question.
With a spoiler?
Assuming, like, the premise of the question was based on us knowing the spoiler. Mm. It was like, everyone knows the big spoiler. And I'm like,
no, I don't.
Not necessarily.
I don't know it. I don't know it. And it feels great. I just don't.
It's going to be good.
I think we might have talked about this before. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
I still don't understand the idea of wanting to be spoiled. Your favorite show isn't one of the best parts about this show is anything can happen and you don't know exactly what's going to happen? Like, if I knew exactly what was going to happen, this would suck.
I wouldn't watch it.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
No.
No, it stinks. It's my fault for being spoiled. I'd put 100% of the blame on me. But ABC has to do something. It's 2018. Things are flying around. Rumors are swirling. There's friggin' Bachelor journalists, if you want to call Reality Steve that, who are trying to get this news and swirl it around and spread around to everyone. You have to get the things out quicker. This is not Game of Thrones.
That's the key.
Get the episodes out quicker.
That's the key. There's no... reason that these things shouldn't be filmed a week before they're aired. There's no reason in my, I can't come up, like, you have a full staff. If you need more people, hire them. You're very popular. There shouldn't be months in between these being, look at the Ball in the Family. That shit comes out like a week after stuff happens. Crazy.
And I think we do this every year, but maybe if you can't avoid the months long delay, maybe have the final ceremony like live or something. Pick the final two and then say like, all right, I'll talk to you in 3 months.
Sure.
Something. Because it's impossible. It's impossible to avoid. Anyway, that's a downer way to go into the bouquet.
That Rim knows the spoiler.
Yeah, it sucks.
I still don't, folks.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Whatever happened. Again, I didn't read the details. I got a pretty good handle of what goes down.
Sure.
First text, again, the Rosebag text line, 773-234-7794. Just got a couple today.
Okay.
Lori from Boston. So confused at everyone thinking Ross was a better romantic option for Becca. They were together for 7 years where he never committed to her, and they were broken up for another year where he never came after her, and she flat out said that their relationship was unhealthy. Shouldn't we trust Becca to know that not being with him is a better choice? It's not like the only men in the world are Ari and Ross. She can and should see what's behind door number 3. My quick take here, AB, nobody really thinks she should be with Ross over Ari. It was they were easy observations to make. Yeah. This smoking hot guy comes in and stomps all over Ari. That was a fun moment.
Mm-hmm. I agree with what the question said. I think... Obviously, I don't want this guy to actually be the Bachelor. I would like him to be on Bachelor in Paradise. That's real. I want him on Bachelor in Paradise.
Sure. That's a throw with wrenches her. Into the things.
With her. I want them both on it. That's real. I'm not joking about that.
Anyway, Lori, thank you for the text. Go Cavs. She's from Boston. Emma from San Francisco. Super important issue that I would love your take on. Chris Harrison has never... This is in with regards to the women tell all. Chris Harrison has never asked a male contestant if women are intimidated by their accomplishments, but he asked CN the exact question. What sexist BS makes asking her that okay? Gross for so many reasons. What is your guy's take? XOXO from the West Coast.
Okay, Chris Harrison apologist here. This was a storyline in the show.
Okay.
Ari and CN specifically talked about that during the show. I don't remember. This is her question. The question in the bouquet seems more like a society issue that it hasn't been brought up in a previous season, like of The Bachelorette, where it did in The Bachelor. But I don't think that's Chris Harrison's fault necessarily, because this was a specific storyline and he was just commenting on it. It is BS, Chris
Harrison,
though.
Chris Harrison apologist here. Also.
Chris Harrison apologist also?
That's the main thing. Ari acknowledged that he actually was intimidated by CN. Because Ari's a dummy who worked at Pizza Hut with who just happens to have a rich race car driving dad. Yep. And CN is like a worldly woman of intelligence. That's the main thing. Secondary thing, have any of the guys ever gone to Yale? Like, have there ever been guys who are that as accomplished as CN is, right? I mean, CN is like in the upper top 1% echelon of like accomplishments at a young age and education and background and all that stuff. So, but valid points. Absolutely.
Grand scheme of things, I agree with the text completely. In terms of Chris Harrison and it being wrong of him, I don't agree with that. No blame. Society, yes. Agreed.
Yeah, Chris Harrison. Do no wrong. Gina in Boise, Idaho. Yo, Rim and AB, but mostly Rim. Don't be offended, AB. That's the thing people do on podcasts. They roast. You're fine. Don't worry about it, AB. Don't let this get in your head.
What'd you say? Read it. Just mostly him. Read it word for word, please.
Just mostly Rim. Listen, stop fighting the... Oh, this is just a straight comment. Stop fighting the Rosebag name and forcing it to be the bouquet.
Oh.
Rosebag sounds great and clearly rolls off the tongue. It's like you got a shelter dog and changed its name, but accidentally keep calling it the original name. Just stick with the original. It works. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call it both. The Rosebag, a.k.a. the bouquet. I want credit for two names.
Sometimes, going to dogs, sometimes you adopt a dog and their name isn't good. So you got to change it, right?
Yeah, but she's saying the dog's original name is good.
Oh, okay.
I think. Gina, thanks. Mark in Boston, go Cavs. Leslie from Winter Games should break up with Dean and become the Bachelorette. Her and Claire were the most interesting things on the Winter Games by a long shot. AB, agree or disagree? You like Leslie and Dean together?
No, I don't like Dean, but I mean, Leslie has a good storyline, I'll tell you that. She has a good storyline for a Bachelorette, but there's too many A-plus stars on this recent season of The Bachelor to dig back in your bag like you did with Ari.
That's true. This was a very good cast. You don't we'll need comment to, more on it next episode.
I feel like you lose a lot of people when you go farther and farther back. I don't even, what season was she on Ben's season? What season was she on? I don't even know.
She wasn't on Ben's. I didn't know who she was until this, until Winter Games.
Maybe she was.
Regardless. Hey, I like Leslie. And
I do too.
I don't like Dean. So I wouldn't mind it. I think your point is valid. I wouldn't mind if she was the Bachelorette. I'd try out. I'll put it that way. If Leslie's the Bachelorette, I'm putting a video together. Jasmine from Ottawa, Canada. Hi, Rim and AB. I have a Winter Games question for the bouquet. Well, it sounds like the bouquet is sticking, catching on a little bit.
People kind of liking the bouquet, too.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a lot of buzz. What are your thoughts on Rachel judging Dean and Leslie so harshly during the kissing contest? I'd also like to add that I think JoJo came off surprisingly well this episode. What do you boys think?
I mean, I'm not a huge Rachel guy anymore, Rim. That, so nothing new there.
Apparently, she said this after. Apparently, she said that they were supposed to be like the American Idol judges, like good cop, bad cop type of thing. And she was like the Simon judge. But
well, that didn't come off. That wasn't
clear
explained
at all.
It wasn't explained. Why would she be the bad cop?
Yeah. So she just came off as really mean.
Yeah.
That's all that happened.
Really, really rude.
Yeah. All right. Thanks to all the texts for the bouquet. Folks, we want to hear your non-spoiler thoughts. Send them to us at 773-234-7794. AB, two more things. Women Tell All. You have any notes on that? Any quick thoughts?
Let's see.
I got three.
It was, yeah, I got a couple. It was interesting that Chris mentioned that Becca will be on Bachelor in Paradise, so she's out of the Bachelorette running, obviously, because the Bachelorette will probably filming pretty soon here. Cien seems like she has a good chance at it.
She got some time in the hot seat.
She got some time in the hot seat. It seems like it's a 3-person race between Becca, the loser of this. Yep, the currently still in the running Becca, Cien, and Tia.
Okay. For someone who doesn't know how this ends, you're supremely confident in how it ends.
Yeah, I am. Okay. I mean, when you see true love, between Lauren and Ari, it's hard to see anything else there.
Here's what I got. Crystal basically confirmed that her voice was fake.
Yep.
The whole she confirmed it. She denied, denied, and then they go do the voice, and she did the exact voice.
She did it.
she did it perfectly. Tia got a potential Bachelorette interview, but they didn't announce it. It didn't go over the top. It was basically, I think Tia during that interview was like, is Chris about to ask me if I want to be the Bachelorette? Like, Tia was ready.
I thought Tia came off bad in Woman's Tell All because I thought young Becca took her to the woodshed in terms of her hypocrisy and how she acted the entire season.
I think you're probably right. I didn't watch this twice, so I didn't get the everything down. But Tia did start to act. Tia started to wear on me towards the end of the season. So, okay. I was going to ask you, what do you think Caroline was referring to, ... And then that was going to lead me into, hey, I've been spoiled. But we already talked about that. So,
what was the deal with Caroline, though? I don't want to hear the spoiler, but I mean,
she was referring to that.
I know she was. I know she was referring to whatever the big thing is, but why did she think that was okay? Like, Chris Harrison quickly moved past that.
I don't know. Even Ari's
like, yeah, I can't talk. I mean, we can't talk about that, so I don't know why you bring that. Obviously, we can't spoil the final episode on Women Tell All.
I mean, Ari had two choices. Answer the question and write a $5 million check to ABC, or not answer the question.
Yeah, what's the point of that
I didn't understand why she did that.
Ideal scenario for Caroline to be like the heroine of the moment, sure. I know what you did type of thing, and then Ari can't say shit back.
So. Yeah.
All right, hey, let's just skip the Winter Games talk because you have to go. What do you think about that? Unless you have anything you're dying to say about Winter Games. It was a good show. We don't think anybody should get kicked off. I cried when Ben was crying.
And yeah.
That's just the rule of thumb I live by. When Ben Higgins cries, I cry also.
I really enjoyed the final dual skating.
Yeah, it was great.
Partners. It was just a weird show, I thought. Some of the relationships ended very weird. Like Bibiana and what's his name?
Jordan.
That ended weird. I need some of these people on Bachelor in Paradise. That's the one thing I've come across. I know for a fact. I don't understand why they didn't do that in the past. I had never thought of it because I didn't know those shows existed. But now it's laughable that these people haven't been on. You got A+ stars out here in the waiting for Bachelor in Paradise, and you're bringing on some C+ talent in the past.
Who's that guy, the Tickle Monster?
Yeah.
Why would you bring the Tickle Monster on there when you got Jordan?
You could bring a past Bachelor.
Yeah. No, AB, spoiler alert, they're going to do that.
Obviously.
I think Jordan is going to be on for sure.
Gotta be.
And Jordan's awesome, by the way. Big Jordan guy. They made him out to be a villain. Yep. Bad guy. Love Jordan.
Yep.
Anyway, I also like Ashley and Kevin. Good for Ashley. Not a huge Ashley guy, but...
Good for her.
She seems happy. Good for her. I like Dean and Liz. Some nice couples came out of there, I think.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's skip the Fantasy League update. This is our Matt Damon on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Like, yeah, we'll get to this next time. We'll skip the Fantasy League update. If you're winning, you probably know you're winning. Anything else, AB, that you want to get off your chest?
I don't think so.
Must be nice.
I'm excited for next week. Really, really excited. I don't know what's going to happen next week, but I know it's going to be big. And it's going to be shocking.
It's going to be good. Thanks for listening, as always. We're on Twitter, RoseCastCS. Spoil it, I swear to God. Well, it's too late now, but just a general rule of thumb, like, don't be that person. Also on Instagram at Rosecast Podcast. The Twitter is RoseCastES. We have a Facebook page. I often forget about the Facebook page, but that is /RoseCastPodcast. Text line is 773-234-7794. Thanks for listening, as always. We appreciate it. Can't wait, AB. It's going to be... You want to know what it is?
No.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.